Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Vizzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk about Feeding the Dragon. This is a one-woman show written and performed by Sharon Washington, and it is about her childhood. Now, before we go into it, I just want to say this is the kind of show that's a hard sell, because when I hear it's a one-woman show written and performed by an actor and it's about their childhood, I'm already like wanting to run the other direction. However, this was thoroughly enjoyable.
Oh, a total exception to the rule of of not wanting to see a one-person show. I think
They usually strike me as so self-indulgent, because it's like, oh, here's me and here's my life. But the way she's so charismatic.
She's charismatic. She has so much insight into her life as a child, and so much, clearly, so much love for her parents, and her whole depiction of what it was like to live on the top floor of a library in the apartment there was almost magical. And as I was listening, I was picturing myself. It felt so personal. I could see myself as a little girl living up there and playing on the roof, as she described it. It just sounded so intriguing.
Well, there was a book I liked as a kid, and it was called The Mixed Up Files of Basil E. Frankweiler.
Okay.
And in that book, two kids run off to the museum and hide. They're runaways, and they hide in the museum for a while. And it's like, so living, the idea
this
of living in a museum
feeling
or a library, just, it sounds so intriguing and fun.
Yeah, and her story is really an interesting story, too.
And it's not sugar-coated. It's not, you know, it's tough times.
Very real, and she's very insightful. She has a lot of understanding.
I also think it's because it's so matter-of-fact. It's presented in such a, like, this happened, then this happened, without being overly dramatic.
Yet I feel like the way it was written was almost like prose, and it was very lyrical, the writing itself.
You mean poetry. Prose is regular writing.
Yeah, it was poetic.
Poetic, okay,
and
yes.
And lyrical.
Right.
Yeah, I loved the dialogue that she had. I loved her portrayal
of
herself and the other characters. And I thought she gives a really gentle treatment to some difficult kind of subjects
there. I wouldn't use the word gentle. Like I said, I think matter of fact, it you know, without being sentimental.
Unjudgmental. Maybe that's what I meant.
Unjudgmental might be the word. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, she has anger issues and then does see the other side of the argument.
And the set, I thought, was phenomenal.
Another Tony Fieri, yes.
Right, his sets are amazing. And normally we don't mention the lighting, but in this case,
the lighting
Anne
was
Wrightson's
spectacular.
Lighting just advanced the story. It contributed to the plot. It was so effective in having us experience the feelings that came with what was happening at that time.
The actual feeding of the dragon scene.
Yes, that was wonderful, but I think that would be a spoiler if we explained that.
I know. That's why I'm like,
I love the way they revealed that, how that came to be, but it's very clear where this piece got its name, and that becomes clear to you. And I really think that Sharon Washington's spellbinding performance just paints a insightful, sensitive picture of her childhood.
Right. Yes, directed by Maria Maleev.
Right.
Written and directed by Sharon. Fantastically done. Just a phenomenal piece of work.
And not just the writing, the performance too.
And yes, and I think it's because of Sharon's own charisma, and her likability is what really gives this a must-see.
And I feel the audience was totally mesmerized, if you noticed.
Oh, yeah. Because it's in the Hamburg, and sometimes when you look around the Hamburg, you can see people on the other sides. And
fidgeting,
in other shows,
twitching.
People are fidgeting and moving. Sometimes there's somebody. There was one guy in a previous show that saw snoring through like the whole, because I sat right across from him.
You wouldn't see that in this show.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Nobody's going to fall asleep.
Yeah, totally mesmerized.
You're mesmerizing. So, yes, go see Feeding the Dragon by Sharon Washington.
At the City Theater.
Yeah.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.